centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. And welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today, we're doing a vodcast, you know, so it's this new exploration of this live video thing that I think people are going to end up liking. So as you see, we have a guest today, and this is Drea. She's one of the Liberate family of Liberate Hollywood, and she has so many amazing gifts to offer the world, and her essence and her specialty is really understanding the person and seeing the person, what they need, and really helping them to identify their needs and desires and step into their power so that they can be that change to have more happiness, harmony, creativity, and flow in their life. Mm-hmm. So, Drea, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is so exciting.
Thanks for being here. So, do you want to talk to everybody and tell a little bit more about yourself and, you know, we'll just see where things flow.
Okay. I recently, almost exactly a year ago, I quit my job. I was a TV producer, and I had been doing that for about 9 years, and I studied film. But every single day, I was unhappy. And I searched for reasons and always gave myself another chance, or gave the job another chance, that I could change it, that, oh, you know, if I just did a slight thing a little differently, then maybe it would be better.
Uh-huh.
And the more I did it, I worked in reality television as well, so it was
Non-reality television.
Yeah, I had shows, I was fortunate enough to have a lot of shows that had a lot of integrity.
Okay.
But the overall mission and goal for TV is how much is, the bottom line is money, and it's always money, it's not actually what's on the television. And television has such a big influence on people. I just, you know, you can air something for an hour and reach 1 to 5 million people at one time.
Yeah.
You know? And I always thought that was so powerful, and I thought I would be able to use that and spread a message that was positive and inspiring and compassionate, but it happened less than I would have hoped for.
So. Yeah. I'm a firm believer that everything kind of has its order and flow, and it's interesting when, you know, and I'm sure when you work with people and stuff that you see that you pull out little threads that maybe were planted seeds from way in their past that reemerge of adding all of these attributes and parts of their self together to create their new self.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that there might be some of that coming up for you too.
Perhaps in this very room.
When we get a real green screen and the real cameras in here. But for now, we're working on with the new iPhone that I don't know how to use yet. So
I got her back. And you know, I'm so grateful for that almost decade of being able to learn how to produce content. That is still going to be this huge message that we can broadcast to, like, all over the world and reach people you would never be able to reach if it's just 50 people in one room.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the impact that not only that hour of reaching, but the ripple effect of that. And sometimes people, you know, you hear people talk in public places, whether at restaurants or on subways or different things, about different aspects of shows in culture that they never even might have experienced, but because it becomes so of a massive imprint, it actually changes society. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't even have to be like, I've never seen any of like, I don't know, like for instance, I don't know. Like, the Shark Tank isn't a big... I've watched a couple episodes, but, I mean, you hear about now people shaping and understanding about how to do investments and different things. Mm-hmm. And even if people don't watch Shark Tank, they reference it.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the incredible thing about the ability to have this technology we have these days, is this access to unlimited knowledge. that we don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for.
Yeah.
You know, and so if we could create that content with that knowledge, imagine the ripple effect that it would create and the impact we can, you know, in this effort of liberation.
Wada bing, wada boom, new planet, new population. Woohoo! So a year ago, you realized, I mean, for 9 years, and I don't know how long of those 9 years that you were really unhappy. I mean, I'm sure there was some excitement in the beginning, but then realizing that it wasn't everything that was filling your soul.
It was most of the time I was unhappy.
Okay, so the whole 9 years, okay.
Yeah.
But then you decided to take an action step, you know, and what made you finally say enough is enough, and where did your path lead to get you where you're at right now?
Mm-hmm. I actually found it in Reiki.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've had Reiki, the first time I had Reiki done from was in this fast food restaurant in Hawaii. In college.
In a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I had just gotten off a plane. And my friend Kavika, his dad, he was like, yeah, I do Reiki. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, did you know that there's this energy that we can harness and use to help others? Hmm. I was like, wow, that's incredible. He's like, yeah, let me do it. And he sat me down right outside of this fast food restaurant after we'd eaten this like Kalua pork and rice and spam.
Spam in Hawaii. It's so weird. It's everywhere.
It's really good. But I don't eat it anymore. he did it for me and he was like, you hold a lot of weight on your right side that has a lot to do with your past. And like, boom, that like opened my world. Like maybe 2004 was when that happened.
Wow.
And then I just started to play with that energy with my hands. And then I kind of forgot about it. Because I was in this working world, I'm a working girl in Los Angeles, and that stuff you can't think about anymore. And I stopped taking care of myself in that regard. And I had, what really was the catalyst for me to quit was when my dad died.
Okay.
And I met my now husband. So it kind of all happened at the same time.
Isn't that life?
Yeah. Met Ryan and... And then 6 months later, my dad passed away in the same month, you know? And it was hard, but it was great at the same time. It was kind of this release and let go. Because, you know, there was just so many things that were ailing him that I just didn't want him to feel that pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea how much that affected me until about a year and a half later. Or a year later.
Okay.
And I was so unhappy at work, and then I had this dream of my dad on this like Mexican tile table, and he was dying all over again.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like trying everything I can to revive this man, and I could see his life meter like going down. Those numbers were just like escaping him, and he just grabs my hands and he looks at me and he's like, "Let me die," and taps my ring. And I wake up, I'm covered in tears, and I was just like, whoa, okay. He wants me to move on. Wow. He wants me to look to my husband and see, like, what this gift is and not to take advantage of this relationship of a man who totally adores me, but I'm so caught up in my unhappiness that I'm completely ignoring this person, you know? And then that day, I was going to the chiropractor, and this woman was at the front desk, and she noticed the sadness in me and laid me down on the table to get warmed up for the back cracking. And she was like, "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "What do you mean?" I started crying. I'm laying face down on a massage table and like snot's coming out of my nose and I'm just like belligerently crying. I was like, "My daddy died all over again in my dream. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm doing." And she's like, "Come see me tomorrow." And she was a Reiki practitioner.
Oh.
Yeah. And she was kind of she wasn't intuitive, not kind of.
Clearly.
Yeah. But she had spoken to my, she was, so during her practice, she does Reiki on you, and then she kind of listens to the guides.
Okay. So like a combo.
Mm-hmm. It was a combo, and it was a big, big awakening for me.
Wow.
And she was like, I see you in the back of this car. You're a producer and you just made this really great thing and you're really proud. And I had no idea what that meant, but it was this way for me to just like finally let go of my father, yeah. You know, not completely, but
let go a good step of holding on to all the pain and the suffering that you were as a result of him passing that was causing paralysis and you not noticing the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it was all metaphorically in your dream,
yeah.
Let him die and let his death be part of your past so that you can be in the now and experience and live and
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
This is really incredible, and I'm not going to cry if you want to. And
a little crying, okay.
And what had also been a really transformational time was my time at Burning Man.
Okay.
So the year after my dad, or the year my dad passed away, I went to Burning Man for the first time.
Mm.
And I was proposed to.
In Burning Man?
Yeah,
cute.
At a karaoke bar, a mermaid karaoke bar called Seven Sirens Cove, and he told me it was happy hour, and he changed all the lyrics to the Bastille song, the Pompeii, and it was just about how we used to date on OkCupid and all this stuff. Anyhow, super transformational. Second year, also really big, not as fun, but equally as eye-opening. And I wanted to... I was so inspired by how people were giving and
mm-hmm.
participating and creating these amazing art pieces and bringing joy to all these people. I was like, I can do that. I'm a producer. And so I went, I did it. I quit my job to bring a Philippine-themed camp and art car to Burning Man.
I know, Drea, and I'm just learning all this stuff about you. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that was a big year of my life. And a year ago, I made a declaration as I launched a crowdfunding campaign to bring a Jeepney art car, which was in the shape of a Philippine eagle.
Cute!
And yeah, my last name is Aguilar, and that means eagle in Spanish. And so I had a really deep connection with that. And then, you'd love this part, but the Philippine eagle is an endangered species in the Philippines and only found in the Philippines, and they have like big plume of like crazy feathers on their head, very expressive, and they only have one partner their whole life, and like penguins.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest predator on the Philippines, so if the predator goes, then the rest of the animals and all of the ecosystems kind of start to fail. Yeah. So I wanted to bring awareness to that.
Mm-hmm.
We also had eat with your hands only dinners. And it was so popular, people would show up at 8:30 in the morning to come see if they could get reservations for it. And you're like, no, come back later. So that was like huge. And now that I look back on it, I'm so grateful for the experience and
mm-hmm.
what joy we brought. But at the time, by the end of it, I was like I was falling apart.
The last day, work.
The last day, I completely lost it. And I just lost sight of everything I was doing.
And all the reasons why you were
yeah,
doing it all in the first place.
And then it became really about my ego
mm.
and what it was going to do for me and how it's not working for me.
Mm-hmm. Shows another learning and pivotal shift.
Really fast, you know. And that took me 2 months to recover from. Or three, or maybe even four or five. But
one, two, five, ten.
Which means
know.
Like a month ago. And during that time, I was doing taking NLP courses with Brianna Cavion
mm-hmm.
at The Den. And she was also, I must mention, like, she was what helped me put proactive steps in quitting my job and starting this Burning Man project. With neuro-linguistic programming, I was unable to untangle the programming in my head that limited me from being the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And just doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just removing the doubt and the fear. Yeah. So that also was so great. But I was taking NLP classes at The Den in a group setting. And I was just really loving the feeling. I had
mm-hmm.
no idea what I was going to be doing, and I had no idea where I was going to work. And was like, I like this. I want this. I'm going to work at a meditation center. And the next day, Brianna was like, hey, there's a new place in Venice opening up. They're looking for someone. And I was like, sign me up. And it was just like that fast. You know, wow. Declaration, and then boom, here you go.
When you clear out your stuff and you make that happen, you become in the flow, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And things can happen. I mean, everybody that's watching, like, your life can change very rapidly. But also know that sometimes you have a lot to change before it changes very rapidly. Like, you hear Drea's story and everything that she had to purge and let go with her father and to step into the now and to remove obstacles and blocks that were weighing her down in her career and all of the stuff. But that cleared so much to allow you to say, okay, I'm now in integrity and in alignment, mm-hmm. and then things can just happen. But once you're at that space, it can continue to just happen that fast. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. This is Pig.
Hello.
So, and now, so from the meditation studio, I've known you now a few months. But one of the biggest internal, like, gifts that I see is this ability to just be present with somebody. And as you started diving into this awareness of what you want, you started to have this awareness of your gifts and looking in. And, you know, that exists inside of us exists outside of us. So if somebody is going to dive into a deep self-realization, well, by kind of default, you're going through a deep social societal realization and the ability to understand people better too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I would love for you to share a little bit with everybody about how you support people with discovering their greatest needs and their greatest gifts and stepping into their truth.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, that has a lot to do with listening mm-hmm. openly and with unconditional love and lack of judgment. And it's in, if you look at the space in between the words, that's where you'll find what they're passionate about or what's maybe bothering them. And they might not all the time see it themselves. So it's just, I always try to be this objective view for them and try to bring it out of them. And I don't know, I'm still trying to learn how to finesse that. But, you know, just be that constant joy. Mm-hmm. And it's not always easy when I have, like, maybe things going on in my mind. But yes, it's the practice of presence. Am I being present with this person at this moment? It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what's happening tomorrow. Am I here right now with this person?
Yeah.
And then I just forget everything else.
And what do you find, like, if you, without giving, like, names or information about people, but some of the people that you've worked with, that you've seen, these shifts. I mean, maybe not everybody's as major as you of walking away from a career and starting anew, but maybe some of them are. But what do you see when people, like, really get in alignment and you get to that space?
I think you can talk about my husband. Okay. You'd be good with that. You know, and the shifts and changes that we've done together and grown together, but really listening to what brings him joy mm-hmm. and just always encouraging that.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter. You have to make that time for yourself. We always come up with these excuses like, well, I don't really have time to do that right now. Girl or guy, you gotta make that time. If that means waking up early or just giving yourself 5 minutes to breathe and remember who you are. And it's just been really incredible to see shifts in people as we share our growth together. Mm. You know, I think the best way is to live by example. And I'm very, like, I share a lot, especially on Facebook and Instagram, whatever I'm kind of going through, I'll share it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll share the shift. And then I'll hear back from friends or I'll notice them the next time and see this, like, seeing them sit up a little bit taller or smile a little bit deeper, or just speak in confidence, or starting to recognize what they might not have seen before, but if I could say it in a gentle and most loving way for their highest good, mm-hmm. and they take notice, and then they start to put it into practice, you can see them shift and change so quickly. It's really incredible.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And you've went through that. Mm-hmm. So you see the difference of life before and life after. What are the benefits that you find, whether through observation or through internal self in experience, that happen as a result of getting in touch with your truth or discovering it? Like in your case, it was a discovery too. And a lot of times we don't know, and tomorrow might be different than today, and that's okay. Because if we don't know what we don't know, right? But if we allow ourselves to go down that rabbit hole might lead us in a million different directions.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most of the time we stay where we are because our ego is protecting us. Mm-hmm. Yesterday you survived. Good job. We did it. We survived. But that also.
But we didn't thrive.
But then there's that like need to like, I really would love to sing, but I don't think, it's not for me. I used to do it, but I can't do that anymore. It's not who I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't bring security or, you know, or this or that or a home or rent.
Or so I'm not good enough or I'm
not
this.
Yeah, not good enough. You know, that self-talk where we're never enough. Mm-hmm. But if you look on the other side of that and just take any step, make any decision is a decision in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, we can no longer just be frozen. Just make one decision and you're one step closer to that goal.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what A, B, or C, or D, or a little bit of A, a little bit of B. Just go and do it.
Yeah.
And what does your gut tell you? Because we spend so much time not trusting our instincts and our intuition. When the answer's there all along.
Yeah.
You just have to go with the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And nalu is the Hawaiian word for wave.
Okay.
And that means, and it's also a saying of go with the flow. So if you're a swimmer and you are, or any ocean person knows, you don't fight the wave, you ride it.
Yeah.
So what do you, just go with it. What do you feel inside? What is that? What makes you sing? What makes you smile every day? Do more of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to, quit your job. But, you know, you have to allow yourself the freedom and the chance to do the things that bring you joy. Even if you have a 80-hour-a-week job, 5 kids... You can give yourself that time. You have to pay yourself first.
Yeah. And giving yourself time, I mean, last I checked, we're our only us, right? You know, we're the ones looking through our eyes, hearing with our ears, walking with our body. I mean, what are we doing all of this for? I mean, even being a support and love and nurturing an environment or work or career or passions, all of that, if it boils down or if you chunk it up, in NLP terms, to the highest thing, it's for happiness, mm-hmm. fulfillment, bliss, whatever that is. I mean, having close relationships or a family or having a career that you really love or success in a way that you want to be successful or going and having these hobbies that bring you passion or whatever the case may be, people are doing it for their own happiness. So even if they're unhappy in the flow of it and they feel like they have all these responsibilities because they have 5 kids or they work 80 hours a week or what, yada, 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 well, why are you working 80 hours a week? Wouldn't you wanted the family to begin with? Mm-hmm. And how can it, in all of it, regardless of all the responsibilities, this is your life. You know?
Yeah. And I just always go back to my husband and how great he is, the way he just sees the world with just neutrality. Mm-hmm. And so that allows him to just, like, being in that presence of like, okay, I'm happy and I'm content with what I have. Mm. You know, we're also programmed to be chasing after the next best thing constantly. Consume, 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 consume.
And this must, I forget that we're on video. This is me chasing the carrot on the imaginary stick, if you guys didn't know what my...
I look over and I was like, oh yeah, we're filming this.
See, these are the things that you guys don't see when it's just audio, but I'm doing these retarded, goofy things anyways because...
because they're entertaining.
Even if it's just to myself.
Well, he'd be you, girl.
And you also studied Reiki, too.
Yes. I studied under Kelly Sorensen and Holy Fire. I'm only at level 2 right now, to be honest, but...
Gotta build yourself up! But you're an amazing healer. And this ability of looking at yourself and really learning and discovering your life and empowering yourself. I mean, we are our best teachers, right? Mm. I mean, doesn't somebody want to learn guitar from a really good guitarist? Or they want to learn how to sing from somebody that's a good singer? Right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the same for empowering and stepping into the power of your life. As if people that are doing it, I love to step into, follow the shoes of somebody that has what I want. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done in, and to the extreme of what a lot of people might not need to do or want to do, but you really did a 180 in your whole life, or at least maybe even a 360, but at very least 180, and said, okay, well, done with this, done with that, let's change this. And all right, well, what am I going to do today now that I just threw that in the off the ship, you know? And
it's just what I think benefits me most is my recovery time. If something doesn't work and I'm not feeling it anymore, it's okay for me. It's okay to forgive myself that it doesn't work anymore and I am allowed to pivot. Or if something really hurts and I can't believe I just lost this whole opportunity, I'm not going to wallow and do that again to myself like I did with Burning Man, waiting 4 months for the next opportunity. Mm. It's ours now.
Hours will turn into minutes and minutes will turn into seconds. Pretty soon you'll just be this.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful that you're getting to that place and that, you know, there is a constant growth there.
Mm-hmm. There's no, it's no, yeah, it's, and that goes back to just being present.
Hmm. Because if you're really, truly present, then you see that everything is just... You know, what more can you make out of? What did that experience give you? How did it serve you? I mean, so many people are caught up in successes and failures and right and wrong and this black and white thinking. And the reality is there is no black or white. Mm-mm. There is no right or wrong. There is no positive and negative. I mean, it's all this made up illusion inside of our mind and a value that we attribute to that, and we set this value system of that's good, no, that's bad. But time and time again, the things that people say are bad or not good or problems in their life, when they get months or years ahead of it, they look back and they say, oh, wow, that was actually, this served me in so many ways. That was actually a really good thing that happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that relationship didn't work out because look at who I'm with now. Or I'm so happy I got fired because I got this opportunity for this new job came about. If you talk to them the week that they were going through, whatever they were going through.
I've been there.
It's pain and suffering and poor me and how can this help me in any way? And, you know, I really wanted this to happen. But there is none of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I'm seeing is that that's where you're getting to within a few hours now.
Yeah.
And saying like, okay, well, this served a purpose. It might have not been the purpose that you wanted it to serve, but I would say more people learn from the things that don't go as planned.
Right. Yeah.
You know, especially like the construction here. Like, guys, now I'm an expert at construction. We've had so many delays and problems and situations, but now if I'm ever renovating another building, I know.
Exactly. It's those lessons that it's like, well, I can do this now. I just, you know, once we get on the other side of it and we can use this time right now and picture it and we see it very clearly.
Mm.
There will be those obstacles. There always is. That's a given.
Yeah.
So how do we, whenever those challenges approach us, can we identify it before it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like walking a dog and then there's another dog coming in, you know it's going to be bad, so you just like have to take the dog out of the situation and turn around or do something to distract it from it going south because you could already see it.
Piggy, she's talking about you.
I'm not talking about you. I love you.
She doesn't play well with others, guys.
And, you know...
planning ahead or problem solving before there gets to be a problem is kind of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And then you were
just keeping your eye on the prize.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing the whole picture. My dad taught me a really great lesson when I was learning to drive. It's not just what's in front of you. It's the whole picture.
Yeah.
Is this guy going to break right in front of me? But why is he breaking? Is there something going on in front of it? Look 20, 30 feet in front of you, even all the way to as far as you can go.
Yeah.
See the whole picture. And, you know, I was able to apply that in my producing job, and that's why I was so good at it, because I could see the whole picture.
And now that's what you do for somebody's life.
Yeah.
Is you take them out, or take them deeper, and then take them out so they see that whole picture.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. It's really, really, it's incredible, you know, and it's just the recovery time. I grew up really depressed,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that was kind of an advantage for me looking back on it now, because my mom had passed away when I was 2, and not ever, you know, a lot of people have parents, maybe not great ones, but I didn't even have a mother that I could look up to or hate.
Yeah.
And that really just put a lot of things in perspective much earlier than most people. And so I feel like an outlier in that way.
Yeah.
And then I see it as a gift. Now I can see the whole picture objectively and just be like, okay, these are our feelings. They don't make us.
Mm-hmm.
They're just part of the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing.
Of course.
Now, if we had to leave everybody with one more thing, what would it be?
We have to live our lives with integrity and unconditional love. And when we speak to others, we always have to ask ourselves, is this important? Is this timely?
Mm.
And does this serve the other person's highest good?
And ours.
And our highest good. I think those are like, that's the most important thing I've learned.
I love that.
So far. We'll see what the world has in store for us, which is, I see really great things.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Drea, where can people find you?
You can find me on Playa Vista Reiki. It's a business I've just started with my really, really good, amazing friend, Celia Gellert. And so PlayaVistaReiki.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Facebook and Instagram. That's the best place right now.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you.
So if you have any questions or you want to reach out to her for... anything, services, Reiki, coaching, that's where you can find her. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Really love feedback and reviews, especially if you're watching this or listening to this on iTunes. If you write a comment, it allows for us to be seen and searched a little bit more. Our ratings of our podcast come up.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, leave 5 stars or that type of feedback as well. Anything's... welcomed and appreciated.
Subscribe, yeah. Subscribe, subscribe.
Oh, I never say that one. So that, too. Subscribe. That helps us get
hit
a little higher, too.
Subscribe. You're like what you're hearing. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you so much for joining. Until next time.